Rebecca and her best friend Mouse liked to do everything together. They would play kickball. They would have mice races with Mouse's pet mice. They would even investigate mysteries together. But tonight, they were not doing any of that. Tonight, they were watching a very spooky movie. The spooky movie was Mouse's idea, of course. Mouse was curious about all things spooky. He liked aliens and ghosts and monsters. At least, he liked to learn about them. He did not actually like to see them in person. Of course, according to Rebecca, there was no such thing as an alien, ghost, or monster. But that didn't stop them from being good friends. With popcorn to share and the lights out, they sat in Rebecca's living room. "Is this one a zombie movie or a ghost movie?" Rebecca asked as she tossed more popcorn in her mouth. "A ghost movie," Mouse replied as he too ate some popcorn. "It is really scary," he warned. "It can't be that scary," she argued, "because ghosts aren't real." "That's what everyone says until they meet one," Mouse pointed out. "I have never, and I will never, meet one," Rebecca said, standing her ground. "Ghosts are completely impossible, and there's no way that anyone can ever prove they're real," she sighed as Mouse rolled his eyes. "Just watch the movie," he insisted, and stuffed his mouth full of popcorn. He sneaked a few pieces to the little mouse in his pocket. His pet mouse munched down on the popcorn. The mouse did not care what movie was on television. It was a very scary movie, though, and by the time it was over, Rebecca was a little creeped out. "How am I supposed to sleep now?" she asked with a frown. "I thought you said you weren't afraid of ghosts," Mouse teased. "I'm not," she insisted, "but I am a little afraid of people who would make a movie like this." The two friends laughed and said goodnight. Rebecca went to her room and crawled into bed. She was a little nervous about the lights being out after that movie, but she ignored her fear and did her best to go to sleep. Rebecca was having a very nice dream about white rabbits. Not the white rabbits of fairy tales, but actual white rabbits that were hopping all over the place. She was chasing them across a field, and every time she caught one, she would let it go just so she could try to catch another. "Come back," she called to the rabbits. "Come back." Then suddenly, all of the rabbits ran off, leaving Rebecca alone in the field. She noticed something out of the corner of her eye, a strange glow. It was a glow she was familiar with, but she could not remember exactly what it was. She closed her eyes for a moment to think, and when she opened them again, she was awake in her own room. She could still see the glow from her dream. In the darkness, it was really quite a scary glow. "I'm not afraid of the dark," Rebecca said quietly as she peered toward the window. "But maybe just a little afraid of that light." The eerie glow outside of her window made her eyes open wider. She sat up slowly and looked intently out through the glass. What she saw was more shocking than anything she could have expected. Walking past her window, as if it was not strange at all, was a woman in a white gown. It looked like she had white hair to match. In her hand was a candle. The flame flickered in the wind. She was walking very slowly. The gown was too long for Rebecca to see her feet. She could not believe what she was seeing. It was amazing and scary. Could it be a ghost? "Of course it's not a ghost," she said to herself. "That movie has me going crazy." She blinked her eyes a few times, certain that she was seeing some sort of reflection on the glass of the window. Then she looked again. There she was, still walking right across the backyard, with her candle held out in front of her. "What in the world?" As Rebecca pushed her covers, she saw the being continue to walk between her house and the house next door. The woman had no expression. She seemed to be staring off into the night. As hard as Rebecca tried to think of an explanation for her presence, she could not get her mind to settle down long enough to come up with a solution. All she knew for sure was that it was not normal to see a woman in a white gown walking across her yard in the middle of the night. Then, Rebecca heard a strange noise. It was a chattering sound. It kept getting louder, and it was all around her. It took her a minute to realize it was her own teeth. There was no way to deny it. She was scared. She dove back under her covers and buried into her pillows. She was not going to scream for her parents, but she was not going to look out the window again. As she tried to figure out how a ghost could be real, she found herself drifting off to sleep. She knew that in no time she would be ghost food, but the blankets were warm and her pillow was soft.